Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Hey. Swag's going to go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Woo, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. The second hour, Dirt and Sprague here on 105.1 FM in the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy hump day, everybody.
Hello.
I'm not very good, I would say, the last couple months of like regularly putting out my garbage cans because Wednesday is my garbage pickup day.
You forget to put them out, huh? I always forget to bring them back in. I get home and I'm like, I don't know, I'll do that later. And then I end up leaving them on the curb for another day.
That's the beauty of not having an HOA in my neighborhood, is like sometimes I'll leave them out there till Friday because I hate HOA so much that I used to get yelled at if they were not put in the day of garbage pickup.
Immediately
day.
Yelled at.
You like, I get a notice.
Bring those bad boys back in. I don't want to look at that if I'm your neighbor.
But my garbage also doesn't get picked up till the afternoon, so I never feel that pressure.
I feel like me not putting in my putting out my garbage and recycling is like one of the worst decisions that I could possibly make, considering how much garbage and recycling we pile up.
Really?
Like we're max capacity every time.
Do you have a standard garbage small can, or
we
do
got
you have
big?
Like a...
We got the big boy. We got the
and
big
it's
boy.
Full.
We fill that bad boy up every week, baby.
Really?
I mean, I got four bags of diaper garbage bags in my garbage can.
Yeah.
On top of the normal garbage.
Teddy ball game's going on too here soon.
I know. We're getting close
Where
to potty
are we
training.
In the potty training
haven't
situation.
Haven't started yet, dude.
Really?
I don't know. Have not started yet.
Not even like a little plastic toilet?
Have not got the plastic toilet yet, no.
Oh, it's adorable when they poop in those little things.
I mean, we've gotten to the point now
poopy.
Where
little
when he when he poops, he goes, poop! Like, we've gotten to that point.
Okay.
But usually it's after he poops. It doesn't, like, we haven't been able to do the,
like,
I'm going to poop.
It's coming.
Say poop because I'm going to poop. It's usually, I poop, poop! And then you look and there's poop.
Yeah. That's my favorite of every little kid is like, you kind of learn when they're pooping their pants.
Yes.
They have like a look and their face turns a certain color.
Like just sort of freeze and go motionless.
They stop moving.
Where they're at.
They'll go into the corner and just look at you like you're a T-Rex, not move.
One of the best parts about being a parent, to be honest with you, is watching your kid poop while they're staring you in the eye. They're doing like that. One of those, dude. I laugh every time it happens.
It is pretty funny.
One of the biggest perks of being a parent.
Well, we have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. We haven't talked about the streaming deal with UFC yet.
We have not. Paramount Plus, $7 billion.
We're going to have a fight at the White House on regular CBS, according to Dana White.
Like Channel 6.
Yeah.
That's CBS.
It's pretty universal agreement, like we shouldn't be doing this, or is that like just totally cool now?
That's just totally cool now, man. Don't worry about mergers and people getting fired. None of that needs to be seen right now.
Wild.
Let's have a fight on the lawn of the White House.
Why? Yeah, let's just open the White House up for UFC events.
Let's do slap fighting in the Oval Office after we're done. What do you think?
You know what I thought last November is, I need Joe Rogan on that White House lawn talking about a guy who's going to lose a fight.
Yeah, $7 billion, a lot of money. And not being behind a pay-per-view paywall is fascinating.
Yeah, he says it's not the end of pay-per-view. We'll get into it, though, at some point. Let's kick it off, though. People have waited long enough. College football's back. We've got camps going on, quarterback competitions,
yes,
injuries, injury concerns, coaching hot seat conversations. The rankings have been released. None of the rankings matter, though.
No.
Because today we introduced for the very first time, especially you new listeners on 105.1 FM.
Good morning.
The top 12 2025 college football teams, according to one Andy Dirt Johnson. We call it here the Dirty Poll.
God, it feels good to be back, doesn't it?
Oh, the music's back, baby.
To be in Dirty Poll season.
Now,
it's a glorious time to be
for
alive.
For the new listeners, the non-diehard sports fans hanging with us because we just like to have a good time. There's 12 college football teams. So Dirt is just going to give you the top 12 teams as he sees it. He's got a preseason one.
And we'll update it every week.
Every week we update it.
Every week it'll be updated.
Okay?
Yes.
So here we go. We will start 12-1. And we may interrupt with some commentary on, depending on what we hear. There is a controversial team.
Ooh, I wonder who the most controversial is for you.
It's not remotely close,
not
and
close,
I know
huh?
why you're not doing it, but we'll get to that.
Oh, okay. A team that's not in my top 12
is
controversial?
Yes, because you sent me the graphic.
Gotcha, okay.
Here we go.
So it'll be updated every week. This is where we're at going into the season. I will start number 12. By the way, these will start with interviews tomorrow, so we'll do a preview of all these teams leading into the kickoff of college football.
We'll start one by one.
One by one. Tomorrow will be number 12, so tomorrow will be the number 12 team in the country, the Oklahoma Sooners, baby.
Quite a gamble for you to put
Boomer
them at 12.
Sooner. It is a gamble. No doubt about it. I've checked my Venmo transactions, and I feel very good about them. There are eggplant emojis going my way to John Mateer right now because that's how excited I am about Oklahoma football this year. I love the schedule. I love the schedule and the way it stacks up for them. Michigan at home in week two. I have no clue what to expect from Michigan.
They're an interesting team, Michigan.
Very interesting. You get Texas, obviously, in the Red River game.
Yeah.
You don't have to play Georgia this year, so I love that. LSU is at home. You do have South Carolina and Alabama on the road, so that'll be challenging, but I don't expect a lot from Tennessee, and that's their other tough road game. Look, the reality of Oklahoma
Rocky
last...
Rocky Top's tough to play at, though.
No doubt about it, but what's their quarterback situation going to be? They could be good defensively, but they lost their starting quarterback. So, Oklahoma was good defensively last year. They had a horrendous offense. They just were terrible on that side
of the
ball.
It was their downfall.
They tried to lean on Jackson Arnold, a five-star recruit. Yeah. It didn't work out. They didn't have a good offensive line. It just crumbled on them as the season went on, and then they somehow upset Alabama at the end of the year. I'm a huge believer in John Mateer. I think John Mateer is a stud. I think he's a dual-threat quarterback. I think we saw the last transfer quarterback from Washington State immediately improve the team that he went to in Cam Ward and what happened at Miami. I don't know about Heisman finalists, but I think it's a massive upgrade. And then you add in Jaden Nott, who's been one of the more underrated running backs in the country over the last two or three years.
Yeah.
Love what they did in the portal. The defense should still be good with Venable. So now I'm mixing an elite defense with a competent and high-functioning offense. I love the mix there at Oklahoma. I think they beat Michigan easily in week two with a, like, plant the flag, we're here, we're back kind of moment. And I got Oklahoma number 12.
I almost wondered if you put them too low.
They could be higher than that.
You know, they're an interesting team. They could really
could
hit.
Be higher than that.
If Mateer stays healthy, I like that. What's number 11?
Number 11, which is where we'll go on Friday, is a team who also, I just mentioned, leaned on a transfer quarterback a year ago, and they're trying the same thing this year. It's not the reason that I have them in the top 12 because I don't have a lot of faith in this quarterback. I have faith in the way that they've recruited and the way they've attacked the weakness of their team, and that is Miami. Miami comes in at number 11 for me. I don't know what to make of Carson Beck. I don't know if he's going to be elite. I don't know if he'll return to being a first-round caliber prospect or if he's going to be the tire fire that he was last year in Athens. But what I do know about Miami is they fired their defensive coordinator. They added a bunch of different guys in the transfer portal. They've changed that entire unit up, and it was their kryptonite last year. They couldn't stop anybody. So I think defensively they're going to be better. And there's also just a recruiting profile that they have piled under 3 years of Cristobal where there's a lot of elite-level talent on that team.
It should be popping this year, man.
Not to mention the fact that their schedule. You get Notre Dame at home in week one, one of the biggest games of the opening week of the season.
Yep.
You get Florida at home, and outside of that, no Clemson. Who else is good in the – you got SMU, or is SMU going to be elite again this year?
They got a coach quarterback returning.
They
play North Carolina?
They do. They do not play North Carolina
this year.
No Belichick.
Clemson?
No Clemson. schedule. I mean, Miami. If Miami's not in the playoff this year, you should fire Mario Cristobal with this schedule. I'm
I
just
agree
that.
With that.
You've added. You've recruited. Like ACC's winnable.
It's 12 teams.
It's 12
can't be
teams.
One of the 12 teams.
Not saying you got to win the conference, but worse than 10-2 is inexcusable for Miami.
I totally
this year
agree with
the
you
schedule they have, and I think Miami will be at least 10-2 this year with that schedule.
No further example of Carson Beck, the quarterback, than the Alabama game last year.
Yes.
Oh, it's 35-0. Now it's 35-35, like tail
where was
of
that
two abs.
And he was part of the reason they were down 35-0 because he kept turning the ball over.
I know.
I'm not going to dive too much into the top five-ish, team four, because we all know who they are and, you know, the
and
details around
there.
Them. Right. Number 10. I'm going to make sure I keep my order right. This is number 10, right? This is one that pull up my graphic, my own graphic.
Look, you're overwhelmed day one of the Dirty
I am. I got so many thoughts. I got so many notes flying out of my mouth right now. Number 10, this might be a surprise to some. Believer in the coach. I think they're going to win the conference.
Oh.
Believer in the quarterback.
Hello.
And I think they have one of the more underrated defenses in the entire country.
Oh.
And we're going to get a look at them here in about 10 days from now over in Dublin, Ireland. And that is the Kansas State Wildcats.
Oh.
I think they have one of the more underrated coaches who has done nothing but succeed. Maybe not to the level of national championships and playoffs and all that. They haven't been yet. I think that would change in a 12-team era.
Big Avery guy.
Avery Johnson, I thought, had flashes last year of showing the playmaker he could be. Also, some head-scratching moments for a first-time starter. Their running back room with Dylan Edwards. Remember him at Colorado a couple years ago, and Joe Jackson, one of the better backfields in the country. And defensively, they return almost everybody from a unit that was relatively good. They were 7-1 last year and then kind of crumbled late in the year with close losses to Arizona State, Iowa State. They could have easily won 10 or 11 games last year. Didn't quite have the experience they needed. You look at their schedule on top of it. I mentioned the Iowa State game in Dublin. Outside of that, dude, you get Texas Tech at home. You do have to go to Utah late in the year. Big 12 is up for grabs, and I think Kansas State's the team that's going to grab it with maybe the and this is offensive to Sam Levitt, because I know Sam Levitt had a great year. I think Avery Johnson has a strong argument to be the best quarterback in that conference.
Only question I have about Avery Johnson, will he beat teams with his arm? He felt like such an athlete with his legs that I didn't feel great about his arm.
He had a couple of those moments, too. Remember the Nico moment where he ran out of bounds for Tennessee? There were some of those for Avery last year.
The first
year,
half?
Like, what are you doing here?
It's 3 seconds left. What are you doing?
Paying attention?
Yeah.
Moving on into the top 10 now, number 9. We can break this up into 2 segments if you want. We might have to. A team that I'm not quite sure how to feel about, but I think, again, the talent profile and one of the best players in the sport will keep them in the top 10 for me, and that is Notre Dame. Al Golden's gone to the NFL, defensive coordinator who did a tremendous job for them.
He's a Bengal, right?
Yeah, went to Cincinnati. Riley Leonard, I thought, was incredibly underrated and good for what they needed. A veteran, played a lot. I know he had the bone or head-scratching moment early in the season where they lose to Ball State, who got him at home. Somebody random got him at home. And then they turned their season around and made the playoff. Jeremiah Love might be the best player in the entire sport. He's that good at running back. Mm-hmm. Absolute stud. What are you going to get from C.J. Carr, who is a redshirt freshman quarterback, likely going to win the job? They loved him in spring. I got questions about where they're at on the outside. And then, again, replacing a defensive coordinator who had orchestrated one of the better defenses in the country, especially in the back half of the year. I got my questions. The schedule is tough. But, again, recruiting profile and Jeremiah Love. First 2 weeks of the season, I think, will tell the story for Notre Dame. They go on the road to Miami to open, and then they go to Texas A&M after a bye week. They get a week one bye week. So those two games, you 1-1 out of that, you're fine. You'll make the playoff probably. You go 0-2. Good luck the rest of the way. You're 2-0. You might be one of the best teams in the country. Question marks at quarterback have them at number 9 for me.
Okay.
Let me get one more in here, and we'll see where we want to go. This is the team that I feel like is getting probably the most disrespected in the country going into the season. Not in terms of, like, they're not in the top 25, but just of, like, how are they not ranked higher than that based on the criteria we're looking at going into the year? And that is South Carolina. I think South Carolina has the best quarterback in the SEC. A lot of attention is going to Arch Manning and the potential of what he could be.
Oh.
I've seen Lenora Sellers play. Yeah. I've seen Lenora Sellers win games. I saw him go on the road to Clemson, a team who won the ACC last year, and 9-3 South Carolina won largely because of him. They got to replace talent at running back, but I think they have a player who, if you don't know the name now, by halfway through the year, you will be remembering and will be a household name, and that is Nick Harbor, who is one of the best athletes in the entire country at wide receiver for them. They have to replace a decent amount of talent on defense, and that is a concern, no doubt. But remember, Dylan Stewart was one of the best freshman defensive linemen in the country last year. He had a few questionable gun celebrations after sacks. Yeah, we'll overlook those. He had 10.5 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks as a true freshman. He's back to even take a bigger step in year two. And I love the way South Carolina's schedule shakes up. Early, it's easy. Tennessee. They don't play Georgia. They don't play Texas. They get Alabama at home. They get Clemson at home at the end of the year. I think South Carolina is a lock to make the college football playoff this year with the best quarterback in the SEC.
All right, we'll roll on with the dirty poll. We'll get top seven remaining as he's gotten through 12 to 8. And let's recap that real quick. So it's Oklahoma,
Miami. 12, Miami at 11.
Kansas State
at 10. Notre Dame 9. South Carolina 8.
There you go. There's the start of it. Let's get to the other end of it. We're going to break it up, too, because we have an NFL guest coming up at 7:30. So we'll break that up. More Dirty Pole next on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, I had forgotten one thing about the Dirty Pole release is how long every team gets a breakdown for why they are where they are.
Trying to educate the people out there, man.
I'm trying to see if Steve Pfeiffer, our guest in Milwaukee, can go at 8:30.
I'll go quick here. We'll be fast.
Will you, though?
I will. I'm only going to give, I mean, you don't need in-depth breakdowns of the top five, six teams in the country.
Okay. Number seven.
This is the last one that I'm just kind of curious about. The other ones are all boilerplate. I'm not going out. You know, there's not a random Miami, Ohio, ranked number two in the country.
Okay.
LSU's number seven for me. I'm a big believer in Garrett Nussmeier. I am. Garrett Nussmeier, I think, is... Now, the injury concern is there. I'm not quite... It's not a five-alarm fire yet, but there's a little sizzle.
They're poo-pooing it, but...
There's a little bit of smoke.
He's
and
injured.
Not great to deal with. Also, on top of that, they lost their two tackles to the NFL, including Will Campbell, who's one of the better ones in all of college last year. The combo for me of LSU and being high on them is Nussmeier, who I think is very good. If he cuts down on the turnovers this year, has a legitimate chance to be the number one overall pick in the draft next year. Genuinely believe it.
Yeah.
And I think defensively, they're going to be much better than they were last year. Harold Perkins, who I feel like we've talked about for 3 years now, is a first-round caliber guy. He's back again. They added Patrick Payton from Florida State, who is a dynamic edge rusher. DJ Pickett, who is one of the top corners in the country, should play right away as a true freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the fact that true freshman running back Harlan Berry, all-name team, number one running back in the country, is expected to do big things for them. So LSU is number seven. The rest of the six I'll go through quickly. I got Oregon at number six.
Wow.
I'm high on Dan Lanning. I think they've recruited. I think their defense is going to be dominant this year.
Homer.
Big fan of their offensive line. I think they're going to run the ball. Looks slightly different than they have in years past, maybe offensively. But when you recruit top five classes year after year after year after year, there's a talent profile there. And I think Oregon will be very good again. Shocking, I know. Ohio State is number five. Questions at quarterback, but when you have the best wide receiver in the country, maybe the best player in the country, that's going to help you out. Jeremiah Smith's a stud. And then your top four goes as follows. Texas at four with Arch Manning. Penn State at three with Drew Aller.
Texas is four?
Texas is four for me.
Wow.
Drew Aller at number three at Penn State.
Wow.
Clemson and Cade Klubnik at number
two.
And the number one team in the country. I was really bummed because I've been cooking this up for a couple weeks knowing it was around the corner. And then we had a guest on who was like, I'm going to have the surprise number one team, and he stole my thunder. Georgia's the number one team in the country for me going into the year. They won the SEC with horrible quarterback play last year, and I think having an offseason of Gunnar Stockton get ready to handle the reins offensively. They added Zachariah Branch from USC. Defensively, they're always going to be good, and Georgia's the number one team in the country for
so
me.
This is where I would say I saw this yesterday, and I wanted to wait for it to be on the air to bring it up. You don't have Alabama in your top 12.
Don't lose to Vanderbilt. I know, I know. I have questions about them. How long does it go for?
This might be the 2-minute one, so he's
out there. Man, I'm disgusted.
I mean, don't be disgusted with me. Don't.
You shut him up. Get legend off.
They have an unknown. They have a question mark, a quarterback who's never played, and Ty Simpson, who, yes, highly touted, waited his turn. He's been around a long time. Not always a guarantee that it will work out for you right away.
Well, so some of your teams, though, you cite coach confidence.
Yes.
Not confident in this coach.
It's not that I'm not confident in the coach. If it was a 13-team ranking, they would have been number 13.
I'm just curious.
I don't think that's that disrespectful to a team who went 9-3 and lost to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma last year and maybe is downgraded at certain spots.
Well, we don't know if they downgraded.
No, we don't. We don't know anything.
Exactly.
I would have told you last year that Alabama went 9-3 at the start of the year, what would you have said? You're being a homer, Dirt.
I don't know if I would have called you a homer for Alabama being 9-3.
For the Kalen DeBoer stuff. If I would have said that they're going to lose to Vanderbilt and Oklahoma last year, you would have laughed at me in August.
Well, I wouldn't have believed you on the Vanderbilt one. No. Oklahoma, I would have.
They have to go on the road to Georgia at the end of September.
Yep.
They have to go on the road to South Carolina. Mm-hmm. LSU always plays them tough. They do get them at home, and they get Oklahoma at home, not to mention a game against Tennessee. And I think they will beat Florida State in week one, but I'm circling that game as a very interesting.
Who do you trust in that
just
game?
Where does it go? If you lose a Florida State in the opener, that's.
If they lose to Florida State, it's going to be a fire going on in Tuscaloosa. I just also have no real evidence that Norvell is a great coach.
No, he's had one good year at Florida State.
Travis Jordan, and that was it.
Yeah, Jordan Travis,
yeah. So, that's curious they're not in your top 12 because of the talent profile we have.
They're a very good football team. They will be a very good football team again this year.
I think you can make an argument, and I understand why they're as high as they are. Ohio State's the national champion.
Yes.
I actually have no problem. If you want a hot take? I have no problem with anybody ever just saying, the national champion's number one team going into the year. I'm not upset by that. It'll work itself out. But your sole reason for Ohio State is a wide receiver. Alabama has a pretty damn good wide receiver.
They do. I think Alabama has a much more difficult schedule than Ohio State. I think they have question marks defensively that I don't have with Ohio State. Their defense was a massive problem last year at Alabama.
It wasn't amazing.
No.
I'll give you that.
It was a massive.
But Ohio State is replacing a lot on that defensive line.
They absolutely are. Again, I would point to the schedule. I think the schedule for Ohio State is much more manageable. They're a tough non-conference game. They get Texas at home right out of the gate. They don't play Oregon. They do get Penn State, but they've dominated that game for basically 15 years. This is part going into the year, part how I think the season will play out.
You're trying to project the playoff teams, correct?
Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you where I think this ranking will kind of shake out as the year goes on. And we'll adjust every week as it goes. Alabama's schedule is an absolute gauntlet. It's an absolute bloodbath. And Ty Simpson might end up putting him in that position to win. That's the danger of playing in the SEC. When you got road games at Georgia, at South Carolina, you got home games against LSU and Oklahoma, those are four teams that all might be ranked inside the top 10. How many top 10 teams is Ohio State going to play this year?
Well, they got Penn State.
You got Texas.
Texas. I don't know if Michigan's going to be a top 10 team.
I would not gamble on it.
I need evidence on that.
I would not gamble on it. So they got two.
They
one
play
of
Illinois. Illinois maybe creeps in at some point. I don't know.
I don't think they.
I don't know their
Illinois,
schedule off the top of my head.
I'll check and see if they play.
To your
Illinois.
Point, though, the schedule thing. Here's the other part about DeBoer. As I'm weirdly sticking up for Alabama, it just surprised me not see
they do
Alabama
play Illinois
in your
they,
top 10.
They do play Illinois
or your top 12.
It was weird to not see Alabama in the college football playoff last year.
It was one game away.
Yeah.
Right. Which is the same deal with South Carolina. They're
handful
one of those
teams are one
Ole
game
Miss,
away.
One game away. Like, we had teams last year that were one game away.
Yeah.
The thing about DeBoer, too, is, like, I do trust it, but also I do have a lot of evidence, even in his heyday at Washington, like the title team. A lot of games, you're like, why is this a football game?
Also,
why are you struggling to beat Arizona State at home right now? Arizona State sucked.
I mean, that was their entire season.
You needed
year.
Like a weird
Oregon
trick
State,
play to
Stanford.
Beat Washington State in the Apple yeah. Cup to secure, you know what I mean, the everything that your season yeah. had been. So
he's a great coach. There's also part of it for me of he's been good everywhere. He's won everywhere. I'm not saying he's not going to win. He's obviously going to win a lot of games at Alabama.
Right.
Michael Penix was a generational talent at quarterback.
I mean, Sarkisian said this in his walk
interview. With four NFL wide receivers on the field.
He basically was like, we lost to Washington because Michael Penix had an all-time day. I'm like, yeah, he was an all-time quarterback.
He did it to my team twice. I saw it. Like, that was him throwing those deep balls, not Kalen DeBoer throwing those deep balls.
You make a hot take argument that Michael Penix is the best quarterback in Husky history.
I don't think
he's not, because other people played longer there, but...
Sure, but in terms of a high level, he was the most dangerous quarterback
You were terrified to play that guy.
Terrified
he's
of playing
gamer,
Michael Penix.
Dude.
And there's part of that. Like, we do this with, and again, I'm not comparing them because he's not had a low watermark like Norvell has had at Florida State. Norvell did this for 1 year with Jordan Travis, where they were elite when he had elite quarterback play. And last year, when Alabama and Kalen DeBoer didn't have elite quarterback play, what happened to him? They went 9-3 because his defense wasn't very good.
I think that's the thing, is his fall-off point was still a game away from the playoffs.
No doubt. You know, and I'm not arguing that Alabama's going to go 2-10 this year.
Yeah.
But is Ty Simpson going to be Michael Penix? And if he's not, is the rest of the team, is his coaching good enough to make up for that?
I kind of more see it as like...
Like, Alabama's going to be in the mix to make the playoff. I'm not arguing they're going to go 5-7 this year.
No, I know.
This is a Steph Curry not being in the top 10, and I have him 11th.
Yeah, like, disrespectful.
To me, it's not disrespectful.
It's a generational talent.
A first-time starting quarterback, they have a very challenging schedule and a defense that has a lot of question marks.
You can't cook up a list without the chef.
No, you can't.
Chef Curry needed to be in that top 10. I'll tell you that much.
So we went long here. This is your fault. You were the one that derailed us going long.
Well, I mean, it's college football conversation. I love this.
It feels good.
And I love seeing that graphic. It made me giddy. I had butterflies. I was excited to see the release of it.
We can't trust your ass now.
And I was a little surprised just because of all the other rankings that I've seen. Like, JP poll was released yesterday.
Yes, it was. Yes,
the AP poll. I just was curious, you know, the explanation of it. And so we'll see what year one to year two is going to be. What's that difference going to be for Kalen DeBoer?
No honking. I had Mario Cristobal in the top 11.
You love Mario.
I mean, how do I not love Mario?
He elevated your recruiting profile.
How do I not love Mario
Without
Cristobal?
Without Mario, Lanning's not recruiting like this, don't you know?
Mario Cristobal almost lost to Kalen DeBoer at Fresno State. That almost happened. And then he beat Ohio State the very next week.
And then lost to Stanford the following
and
week.
And then lost to Stanford the next week.
Make that make sense.
What a time to be alive, man.
Let's pause our college football conversation. We can get into a controversial Dirty Poll preseason release, top 12 teams. Let's go to the National Football League. We got an injury by a quarterback and a lot of questions about this team going into the year. We talk with Steve Pfeiffer in Milwaukee next for the Daily Ticker.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker on The Fan is poured by Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Hard Hops Blackberry hops-infused hard seltzers.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Take the beach vibes with you all summer long with Pelican Beach Beer, born at the beach. We go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to talk about Green Bay, Wisconsin, with our good friend Steve Pfeiffer, Sparky Radio, over there in Milwaukee, joining us here on the Daily Ticker. Steve, good morning. A little bit of trouble. Jordan Love, is he hurt? How serious is the injury?
No, man. I got a team with an 11-game winning streak, best team in all Major League Baseball, and you want to bring me on and talk about the negativity on another team in Wisconsin? That's what you people do to me. Y'all just want to make my blood boil. That's all y'all here to do.
Thanks for Damian Lillard, too, Steve, by the way. We like having him back.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah. No harm, no foul.
I mean, yeah, you guys don't miss him at all, probably.
I don't hold no ill will towards Damian Lillard. It just didn't work out, man. He couldn't stay healthy. Giannis wasn't healthy. Like, I hope he does well. I hope he does well back in Portland. I'm happy for him.
Steve, I don't want to offend you with this because I have been really impressed with the Brewers. It's been a fun season, walk-off moments, a young pitching stud. Like, it's fun. I said this on the show a couple weeks ago, and I don't know if this is going to really make you hate us. I think the Brewers are the Minnesota Vikings of LA Clippers.
What are you talking about now?
I mean, just all time, like, don't really trust it. Do it in the playoffs. This is a fun story, but
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but again, I mean, they haven't been, you know, out of the first round, kind of like the Bucks. But they haven't been out of the first round since what, 2018, when they went to the NLCS, and and got beat by the Dodgers. So I can get that whole, you know, I don't trust them in the playoffs until they actually show me I can trust them in the playoffs. But either way, I mean, the way this year started in April and May, People were freaking out. And I'm on the radio going, dude, everybody just calm down. Like, Christian Yelich is not hitting .170 all year. That's just not going to happen. Like, there's too much history here for the last decade to think that this thing is going to fall apart and just be horrible all year. It's just not going to happen. And I didn't think they'd get this hot, right? I didn't think we'd be talking about a record-breaking season for the Brewers. They've never had more than, I think, 96 wins it is. So they're on pace for like 102 or 103 right now, I think. So this is unbelievable. Now, I'll let you on a little something-something, since you may not know about it. But Brian Anderson, who you guys all know, does NBA and TNT. He's all over the place doing announcing. He's a Brewers announcer as well for TV. And he did a little something the other night after they had a big moment, a walk-off winner. And he simply called it Euchre magic, that maybe Euchre is watching down on all of this after passing away earlier this year. So if you believe in a little Euchre magic and that maybe this is the year where they finally get there. I mean, in the history of this organization, they've been to the World Series one time in 1982. That's it. And they lost. And they got a parade in Milwaukee for losing. Who else does that? So I'm telling you right now, if there is such a thing as Euchre magic, I'm in. Let's go.
First off, we got to give Steve a lot of credit here for shoehorning Brewers talk into our NFL interview. Man. Like, this is brilliant on his part.
I did
part.
Not ask about Brewers.
Brilliant.
In the request
this is how
interview.
You handle an interview when you want to talk about something else. So first off, round of applause. Second, you threw a parade for going to the World Series. How about Portland throwing a parade for drafting Greg Oden? Because we did that. That happened through downtown Portland. We had a parade and a big reception at Pioneer Square. That aged perfectly. So I'm gonna take your bait here, Steve. Okay. I'm gonna ask you a Brewers question. What makes this year different?
I think what makes it different more than the other years is they really, right now, with Mizorowski, Brandon Woodruff, and Freddie Peralta, have as good of a three up front as anybody they're going to see in the playoffs, I think, right now, going forward. So that puts you in a good position. The back end of their bullpen, I mean, they added Shelby Miller at the deadline. He's pitched well the last couple of times he's pitched for him coming off injury. They're five deep in the back end of that pen right now, four or five deep in the back end of the pen where you trust everybody that goes out there. So you feel good about that. But the other thing that's going on is their slugging wasn't great. We all wanted power at the deadline. I was screaming and yelling on the air to go get Suarez or do whatever you have to do to get some power in this lineup. I was ignored. They did nothing. But since the deadline, they lead baseball in home runs. Bryce Terang had six home runs for the season. He's got six in his last 9-10 games at this point, the Brewers' second baseman. They're leading all of baseball, I believe, in home runs since the deadline. And all of a sudden, the power has come alive for this team, and they're doing it all with their young phenom outfielder, Jackson Chourial. Since he's went down, Pat Murphy's been having fun with it. He's like, we haven't lost since Chourial got hurt. And he's been, poking at Jackson Chourial about it. So he's coming back at some point. Mizorowski's on the IL. He'll be back at some point as well. I really like this. They have this thing that they're wrapping their arms around that I think Trevor McGill came up with and used it. And now they've got T-shirts and everything else called the power of friendship. And that's what's getting this team through. So that's been kind of their mantra that they've been rolling with and seeing what happens. But it's just a timely hit. Like, again, last night, a guy makes an error for the Pirates. He drops the ball at second base. That was an easy throw from the pitcher to second. He drops the ball. Andrew Vaughn comes up next and hits a home run and makes him pay for it. That's been what they've been doing all year. If the other team makes a mistake, they take advantage of it. They take the extra base. They push the limits of the other team and really kind of put the pressure on the pitcher. And it's been working time and time again. So, if this offense continues to click the way they are going to be very, very hard to beat.
I have no idea what's happened here. He specifically has to get off the air.
The entire interview talking Brewers.
He does. I get it.
I'm impressed.
They're fun. It's football season for 90% of America. This is Steve Pfeiffer, host of Wisconsin
Daily. Yeah, my baseball
Daily.
Team's stuck. They suck, Steve. I've moved on. It's preseason football time.
He's a host on The Fan over there in Milwaukee, also host of Green Bay Packers postgame show, and somehow the request to talk Packers has turned into an entire interview on the Brewers. I'm going to let you go on this because we're against it because you have stuff at work and your job. Like, what's the read on the Packers? Jordan Love, how big a year is this for LaFleur to kind of come through? A disappointing end to their season last year. Where are we at on the Packers in general? Give us the 30,000-foot view.
Division title. NFC Championship game. Let's see what happens against Philadelphia. That's where I'm at on the Packers. Jordan Love will be fine. It's a less thumb. Who cares? I mean, it's a little ligament stuff. He'll take care of it. He'll be fine. They have a lot of injuries. Like, damn near half this offense is hurt right now and are all on the sidelines. Several of them won't be ready until week one. So, you know, the Lions are week one, so that may not look so great because they haven't played throughout the preseason and training camp. But they didn't get off to a slow start. But this team will be fine. They're really talented on offense. Matthew Golden doesn't drop anything. The wide receiver they drafted out of Texas, I think they're happy with him. Savion Williams, the third round wide receiver, is a freak who dropped a lot of balls in college. Has not done that so far through training camp and looks really good. The question for the Packers is going to be about the defensive side of the football. Can they get more pressure on the quarterback than they did last year? If they figure out a way to do that consistently, this is a chance. They have a chance to have, you know, a top five offense and possibly a top five to top 10 defense.
Good stuff. Steve Pfeiffer over there, the fan of Milwaukee.
Go Brewers,
Twitter,
baby!
At Sparky Radio. I'll tell you this much.
Why don't you all just adopt the Brewers as your team for the rest of the season?
You convinced me. You've convinced me.
I am rooting for them.
Go Brewers, baby.
It's hard to trust it, but I'm rooting for them. They're the sickest logo going right now. I love their jerseys.
We can do like a weekly segment between now and the time the Brewers end, and we can do get our Brewers update right on your show, and we can just, that can kind of be your team for your audience.
That's a good point. You know, we have former Buck Dame Lillard. Let us come on once a week to talk about Dame Lillard and the Blazers.
Well, he's not going to play this year. He's out for the old.
Well, but he's sitting on the bench. He looks good.
Talk about how he's taking his kids to school and stuff. Sure. Yeah,
it's adorable.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know what? Can I at least get a credit? I didn't even bring up Shams Charania randomly just throwing out there with no evidence-based stuff that Giannis is an ultra really committed right now.
I don't know this, but we did a segment on our show about who do you think the source is. I think it's Giannis' agent. That's what I think it is. But we'll see.
Scam Charania. There we go. Good stuff, Steve Pfeiffer. Good luck today with your work. Good stuff. Thanks for shoehorning in the Brewers. And we'll catch up with you.
I got one more. Yeah, I will let you go. I got one more.
Okay.
If they win today, the Brewers, there is a local famous, like, breakfast, lunch, dinner, like, greasy spoon restaurant that's all over the state. That's a chain. It's called George Webb.
Okay.
If the Brewers win today, that's 12 in a row. Everybody gets a free hamburger at George Webb if they win 12 in a row today. The last time this was done was 2018, but it was regular season, a postseason. Before that, it was back in like 87. So this is a big deal for Brewers fans today. They had one 11-game winning streak earlier in the year, and they couldn't close it. So today is try number two.
Is it a good burger, though? I mean, like, sometimes
is it worth it? You get excited? Yeah.
It's a pretty decent burger. Yeah, I'm guessing they're going to give out certificates. In 87, they were actually making them as you came in. I think it'll be certificates if they win today, but we'll see. But either way, so everybody's rooting for free burgers.
All right, there we go. Enjoy a free burger. Enjoy Brewers baseball. We'll catch up with you soon, man. Why does his phone always do that?
And we got Robot Pfeiffer there at the
end. He's the ghost guy.
He is the ghost guy.
Where is that drop? The ghost drop?
I don't know if we have Pfeiffer Ghost anymore.
We had the ghost that was like, all right, see you later, guys.
That was phenomenal content.
I literally texted him, yo, can you hop on tomorrow to talk Jordan Love
injury?
He's
got Brewers fever, dude. It is from, like,
those people over there like the Brewers. It's a fun story. Those people want football. We're in Portland, Oregon, and we hear, can you guys talk football?
Look, we hear that. I also think if we had a Major League Baseball team that was, their record in their last like 60, 70 games is insane.
They
were like 500, and I think in their last, they're like 46 and 10. I mean, it's just insane. This stat blew me away. I saw this the other day. Since May 25th, the Cubs have had the second best record in the National League. Follow me here. Since May 25th, the Cubs have had the second best record in the National League. You know how many games in the standings they've lost to the Brewers in that stretch? 12.
Holy crap.
They have the second best record in the National League since May 25th. That's a long time ago. They've lost 12 games in the standings.
I can't find the ghost goodbye from him. We had him on last time, and his phone did a weird thing where a ghost talked to us.
We had Ghost Pfeiffer with us.
Well, he's Sparky Radio for a reason. He sparked up on
again
the Brewers.
Soon.
Take care.
Play that one more time.
Let's do this again soon.
Take care.
See? Like, you think, oh, that's him just fading out on the phone. No, it's a ghost. And then he says, take care. It's creepy.
It's a ghost. Pfeiffer's a ghost. I think we've learned that.
That was Bob Uecker.
Maybe it is. The Uecker magic. He's jumping in. Big fan of Pfeiffer. Big fan of the show.
All right. Good stuff from Steve Pfeiffer on Mostly Brewers. I tried to do the Packers stuff. That's his fault, not mine. That's the Daily Ticker, and it's brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Crack open today's Daily Ticker with Pelicano. Discover Pelican's summer seasonal cerveza and drink. in refreshment. Back with more on The Fan. A lot to get to in the third hour of the program. We got Sadder Story around the corner in the fourth hour today. Football Talk on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. I can read today. It's nice.
It's a great football interview for the Daily Ticker. A lot of great in-depth football knowledge from Steve Pfeiffer.
Just railroaded.
I love these. Somebody said moments like this is what makes the show great. Somebody said, imagine wanting to talk baseball in baseball season. What a weirdo. Okay.
You know what? That's a very fair point. Look, I don't have much in baseball. My team effing blows right now. We came back from a 5-1 deficit against the Metropolitans. We then gave up a 3-0 home run and we gave up so many homers yesterday. The Mets had to announce on their Jumbotron, we don't have any more fireworks for home runs. They've reached the max.
They ran out of fireworks, huh?
And I text Sukanik jokingly because he's a Mets fan, a Braves Jeff, and he quite enjoyed the comeback and then the blown comeback loss, and his Mets beat my Braves.
Pete Alonso became the all-time home run leader for the Mets yesterday.
Yes, he passed Darryl Strawberry.
That was fun to learn watching a game.
We also have a Brewers fan from Wisconsin listening. He said, thank you, Steve. So, dude, Steve's winning people over out here, man. What they've done this year, like, you don't have to buy it at all because they're the Brewers.
Jesus
that's fine.
Christ, another Brewers.
It's insane. Like, it's insane what they're doing right now.
It is.
They're about to have, they have two 11-game winning streaks in the same season, maybe going on 12.
Would it surprise you? We're already in it, all right? We're knee-deep in baseball. I just wanted to get back into football.
We could get back to yelling about the dirty pool because everybody's chiming in on social media on that bad boy. Bring on the heat, baby.
Give some hot takes on
Bring
that.
Bring on the heat, baby.
Here's the thing about this.
Yep.
Would it have surprised you if I told you today Jose Ramirez is the all-time multi-home run game leader in Guardian/Indians history?
Not at all.
Really?
Not at all.
He's been there a long time. Tomey or Albert Bell.
He's been there a long time.
He's been there so long, dude.
I know, but Jim Tomey and Albert Bell, all they did was hit home runs.
They did. Albert Bell
was... Yeah, but Tomey wasn't there...
Tomey was there for a minute.
He was there for a while, but he spent...
Is Jim Tomey an Indian or a Philly to you?
Indian.
Or a White Sox?
Or he did. I mean, yeah, but that to me is a little more.
What
off
team
the
did
path.
He play for the most? I'm gonna look his stats up.
Well, he came up with the Guardian/Indian.
What are you guys doing Thursday or Wednesday? We're talking
about Albert Bell. Albert Bell was only an elite. I mean, he had a nice run in Cleveland, no doubt about it. But I'm not surprised that on Jose Ramirez because he's been more consistently good. I would argue. Jim Tomey, I view more.
Jim Tomey is an Indian, 13 years in Cleveland. You have to admit that's surprising.
Yeah.
That it's Jose Ramirez.
Yes.
13 years, Jim Tomey.
I also think that's disrespectful to Jose Ramirez. I think Jose Ramirez...
No, I'm not saying he's not good. I just like that
right.
surprised me a
why
little bit.
Why is Jim Tomey better than Jose Ramirez in your mind?
Because all I think about with Jim Tomey is just him... Hitting a 500-foot home run. I don't know. That's all how...
He's been in Cleveland since 2013, Jose Ramirez has. So he's going on 12 years.
So he's right on the same timeline
as Tomey. Top five in MVP voting like six different times, 280 career home runs.
Okay.
Multi-time All-Star, won like 10 Silver Slugger Awards.
Yeah.
He's had a really good career.
Jim Tomey
also... I just
also...
think you don't romanticize it the way that you would a Jim Tomey. One, because Jim Tomey's in the Hall of Fame. But two, also, that was the era of your childhood that you remember.
Oh, 100%.
When was the last time you watched a Guardians baseball game?
When were they in the World Series?
2016. Been a while.
I see highlights. I see Kwan highlights.
They were still the Indians, I believe.
They were still the Indians at the time, and that was the last time. Kwan is great. Yeah. I mean, they've had an interesting year, and they might have multiple guys cheating in sports gambling. But I think that's part of it, too. Like, it's hard to wrap your head around that because you remember watching Jim Tomey vividly when you were a kid, and you don't pay any attention to the Guardians right now, which I don't blame you. I don't either.
It's the name. They're red hot, though.
The name is terrible.
They sold off at the trade deadline, and they're red hot right now.
It's gone the opposite of the way that they thought it would.
It's the Giants-Red Sox.
It absolutely is. We're going to be great now. No, you're not. No, not going to happen, Bob.
You know what? I appreciate the support for random Brewers or baseball conversation because I feel like 80% of the time that happens, we get like, yo, it's football season, man. I'd be like, okay.
That'll be more so when the playoffs start, unfortunately, for baseball. That I like. I'm saying, wake me up when the playoffs begin.
That's
I'm not
the most
watching
exciting time of baseball season.
You're in the middle of football season.
Okay, all right. That's fine.
We got Niners and Eagles this weekend. What are we doing?
I mean, I will be up for that game.
Right.
That's for sure.
That's what I'll be watching.
I thought about taking my brother-in-law to Indy.
Wait till the NBA starts, and then people are going to try and shove NBA content down my throat in the middle of football season like it matters in October.
Niners play Colts Sunday Night Football like the kind of the December 22nd.
Ooh, okay.
My brother-in-law's a big Colts guy.
Ooh.
But
that's a pretty fun game to go
to. Flying to Indy's not cheap.
No.
I would probably apply for a media credential for us.
Not a bad idea.
You know what I mean?
Get a free ticket.
Hey, man, we cover the NFL. It's a new gig at 10 at 105.1 The Fan.
A lot of Niner fans in Portland. You know, we talk about them.
Oh, I would totally lie. We're the sister station of the Niners.
I do my gold and red podcast covering the Niners weekly. You can check out the URL wherever you find
it. I bet
you
I could get media credentials for that game.
You probably could.
Yeah,
probably could.
All right, well, let's move on. Tomey also introduced me to Tom's being
now you're
TH.
Doing it. Now you're doing it. You're going long on Jim Tomey.
Because I wanted to call him Jim Thome forever, and then I was like, oh, Tomey.
Yes, you did.
TH can be Tome. Let's get to the third hour of the program, Dirt and Sprague, hour three on 105.1 The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.